A Sault Ste. Marie family is piecing their lives back together after a fire tore through their Albert Street West apartment on March 14, leaving a mother and her 9-year-old son with nothing. The community is rallying to support Crystal Robichaud and her son, Kylo, who is autistic, following the early morning fire that has left them displaced and facing several challenges. Crystal is a stay-at-home mom who has dedicated herself to caring for her son, who is nonverbal. Her sister-in-law, Samantha Hodgson, started a GoFundMe page to raise money for the family. "I just want to do anything I can to help," Hodgson said. The fire broke out around 6:30 a.m. in Kylo's room, sparked by a heater. The boy was trapped in the room for nearly 40 minutes. Crystal tried several times to get him out. Firefighters eventually rescued Kylo and paramedics rushed him to the hospital with smoke in his lungs. Initially, there was concern he would need to be transported to London for specialized treatment, but medical staff were able to stabilize him in Sault Ste. Marie. Adding to the family's hardships, their apartment was uninsured. The Red Cross provided temporary shelter for 3 nights, but Crystal and Kylo had nowhere to go after that. Hodgson and her husband stepped in to help, coordinating with a property management company to secure a permanent rental unit. The landlord is providing the unit rent-free for the first month. The GoFundMe campaign aims to raise $5,500 to help Crystal and Kylo rebuild their lives. While Hodgson initially wanted to set a lower goal, GoFundMe's minimum threshold required her to aim for a higher amount. "We really only wanted to put it on for like $1,000 to $2,000 so we could get her some furniture and some stuff for Kylo to feel comfortable in a new home," Hodgson said. "We're not rich, so it's kind of hard when we have our own children and our own families to deal with too." The community has already begun to show its support, but much more is needed. "She's lost a lot," Hodgson said. Donations can be made through the GoFundMe page. The cause of the fire is still under investigation by the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office.